John 19, verse 18. And there they crucified him. And with him two other men, one on either side and Jesus in between. And Pilate wrote an inscription and he put it on the cross and it was written, Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews. And therefore many of the Jews read this inscription, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. And so the chief priests of the Jews were saying to Pilate, do not write the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am the King of the Jews. And Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his outer garments and made four parts, a part to every soldier, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece. So they said to one another, let us not tear it, but let us cast lots for it and decide whose it shall be. This was to fulfill the scripture. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Therefore the soldiers did these things. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. And he said to the disciple, behold your mother. And from that hour the disciple took her into his own household. And after this, Jesus, knowing that all things had been accomplished to fulfill the scripture, said, I am thirsty. And a jar full of sour wine was standing there, and so they put a sponge full of sour wine upon a branch of hyssop, and they brought it up to his mouth. Therefore, Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head, and he gave up the spirit. He bowed his head and he gave up the spirit. Jesus had told his disciples that I am able to lay my life down and I am able to take it up again. And so on this night, he did that. He chose to take that cross and to go up Calvary's hill, out of love for you and me, out of a desire to communicate to us how God truly feels about us. Because most of us know we're not what we ought to be. We all know that we could do worse, but we all know we haven't done what we knew we could do. So the Bible says we've fallen short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. And so we think about that. It says he bore his own cross. And that's an interesting statement. Because yes, it was the cross that was to execute him. And yet that cross, in reality, was our cross. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So he bore his own cross. If you listen to the story, when he stood before the judge declared him innocent. And yet still he was executed. The King of the Jews was crucified. It says in 1 Peter 2:24 that he himself bore our sin in his body on that tree. In fact, it said that he did this once for all, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. You see, Jesus had a goal in choosing to go to the cross. He didn't have to. But he was choosing to obey the Father. He was choosing to fulfill his plan. He was choosing to show us love. Most of all, he was choosing to seek to reconnect man and God, to offer us a relationship. So when he declared, "It is finished," he was making a bold statement. It was a very large declaration, because God's redemptive plan, going all the way back to the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve chose to go their own way, from there, the next 4,000 years, God had been working a plan, and there had been prophecies made that there would come this Messiah, and he would suffer and die and rise again. And so here he is fulfilling this. So every prophecy at this point that needed to be fulfilled was fulfilled. It even says he noticed that. You know, when all things had been accomplished, he said, "I'm thirsty." That too was prophesied in Scripture. So he declared God's work done. And this is what's different about Christianity. Because all the other religions of the world declare, do this and God will be pleased with you. Do this and God will be pleased with you. Do this and God. And it is trying to get people to be a little more godly. And the Bible actually, for many people, is quite offensive. Because the Bible says, you can't be more godly. You need God to make you godly. You can't reform yourself. You need God to transform you from the inside out. And so he sent us a Savior who paid for our rebellion, that we might be invited into relationship through his sacrifice. The sins of the world were judged in Jesus Christ. The cross is not amnesty. The cross cost the Father his own Son. But in the cross, there is declared the opportunity to own our guilt and trust his payment and receive forgiveness. For the Bible says of him, everyone says, he who believes on him receives forgiveness of sin. And so we can come to the cross because Christ paid it once for all time. That's hard to comprehend. We look back to the cross and realize that there was a deposit made before God at that time sufficient for our rebellion. And so tonight, I want you to think about what he was doing. When he said it is finished, all that had been foretold was now completed. And now he's stepping into this new kingdom that's going to begin the morning of the resurrection. So think about that thought. It is finished. Because we come to a place, if it's finished, then we have to come by faith. To refuse to try and earn God's favor, but instead to accept the gift of grace. Everything was done. It was finished. So that the Father could say, "My righteous anger against sin has been poured out. I am still just. I have punished sin." The Father could say, "I will forgive those who believe my Son." It was all finished. Friends, salvation is God's work, not man's. That's what makes it grace. It is an extension of favor to us with nothing of our account to make us worthy. When we believe on Jesus Christ, God says he accepts his sacrifice as that for us. He took our place. He was a substitution. And so we gather tonight to remember. This memorial meal is about remembering what he has done. It's about thinking back on what it cost him and why he had to pay that price. Because sin, the Bible says, is to be repented of. And even there, it's a gift of God that calls us to repent. I was thinking about this morning, quite early. And here are some thoughts that have come to mind that I'd like to just share with you as we prepare for communion. It's called, "It Is Finished." His life he laid in my place to buy for me abundant grace. He gave his all for you, for me, to provide for us full liberty. He took the beating, the mocking, the blame, to remove from me my sin, my shame. Carrying his cross, he carried my sin out of that city, and he placed it on him. My every rebellious act, my every selfish thought, 'twas paid by him in full, forgiveness fully bought. He bled out upon that rugged tree, taking all God's wrath for you and me, suffering there in agony to provide hope for our eternity. It is finished. I am accepted by the Holy One who poured out judgment on his only begotten Son. He died the death that I deserve to take a place in heaven reserved. Pierced through his hands, his feet, his side, the Lamb of God was crucified. Praying mercy for the guilty ones, he proclaimed God's work for man was done. The plan of all eternity for all humanity expressed in perfect clarity, it is finished. Finished, he cried from the cross, paid in full for our loss. Not a deed, not a step he left undone. All completed by the Son. And with these words he bowed his head. My Savior chose to become dead, laying down his precious life, the bloody cost for all our strife. It is finished. Holy curtains ripped in two, intimacy with God offered to you. Buried in a cold new tomb, a stone was placed to seal his doom. The Prince of Life had fully died, his disciples scattered from his side. His body wrapped and laid to rest, trusting in his Father's best. It is finished. Would you pray with me as we prepare our hearts for communion? Father, we thank you for this bread and this cup. And we would just ask that our hearts would be open to receive what you've done for us. Thank you for Jesus Christ dying in my place. Thank you for giving us this reminder that we might honor you by remembering what you have done. So we thank you for this bread and for this cup. prepare our hearts to receive it to you. Amen.